Ladies and gentlemen, we have officially left Snottown, and we are swiftly making our way into Croaky McCroak Throat. Might as well test out the pipes. There she was, just walking down the street, singing do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dee. Snapping her fingers and shuffling her feet, singing do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dee. She looked good, looked good. I don't remember the rest. Eh, needs more helium. Ugh, good God, I'm driving myself insane. I'm going insane. I'm going basic bitch insane. Not even noteworthy insane. Not fair. Meh. It's so hard to be a middle class white woman. Somebody heard my siren call. Ugh. Hello? Is that you? Is that my sweet potato? Is that my McLovin burger with a side of fries? Please say it is, because I have no strength to defend myself from intruders. It's my baby. I'm so relieved. Hello, gorgeous, gorgeous potato. Excuse me, potatoes are my favorite vegetable. It's a great compliment. Oh. Thank you for the kiss, even though I am still gross. Oh. Better. On the mend. No longer leaking. So that is a plus. How goes the day? Yay! Not suicidal. We love it. It's giving hope. It's giving... I don't totally dwell in despair. It's giving... There may be something to this 2024 such. Oh, my sweet, crunchy, roasty potato. Oh, God. I'm fine, I'm just dying. Yeah, but only a little bit, you know, like the acceptable amount of dying. Uh-huh. You know what would really help though? If you presented me with your lap and said, hey, scooch on over here. In fact, you said lap as oh. The best pillow in the world. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Ah, oh, what a wise and caring partner you are. So thoughtful, and may I say, sporting the most comfortable lap. Probably in the universe, but you know, maybe I'm slightly biased there. Slightly. We don't need to worry about the details. I'm very happy you had a non-suicidal day. It warms my heart to know you don't want to unalive yourself. Well, one, be very inconvenient. How the hell am I gonna replace you? Please don't unalive yourself. It's selfish and... I'm never gonna convince somebody to be in love with me again. So, you know, there's that to consider. Well, it's a good job you don't want that, huh? Oh, yes, and I'd be crippled by misery, too, but, you know, it's mainly the nobody had ever touched me, so... But your death would be all about me. I'd be sad. And I never figured out how to work HDMI cables. Excuse me, those skills are what made me fall in love with you. Do not sniff at them. Or scoff or roll your eyes. You are the sweet potato baby that I fell in love with. Mm-hmm. You set up my PS5. You showed me how to work the controller. You used the remote to put an input in HDMI channel 1. You're a godsend. And not just because you enable me to play Hogwarts Legacy. All of that is a massive perk, because the only thing I've been able to do in this almost catatonic state... I'm sorry, I've been no fun. No, I know you don't blame me, but the plague has not been fun. It's been sweating and fevers and shivering and into the bath, out of the bath, into the bath, out of the bath, phlegm, 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 phlegm. Honey, I think I need some antibiotics. Yes, well, I stubbornly thought it would go away. I said I was stubborn, not smart. Why do I have to be smart? I'm cute. Your words, not mine. I don't want to be a fully developed three-dimensional female character. I want to be a caricature. I just want to have good tits and ass and be adorable. Why do you want me to have intellect? That's so rude. It is rude. I just like being chubby and cute. Oh. Stroke my hair and tell me I'm pretty. Thank you. My physical beauty is all I have to offer. No. I thought I might have depth at one point, but it turns out I'm just vapid and charming. Mm-hmm. It's a talent I've always possessed. Speaking of being vapid, have you thought about your New Year's resolution? I've been stuck in the house coughing my guts up. Of course I've thought about it. No, you don't have to have one. In fact, it might work in my favor if you don't. Because then you'll have no choice but to focus on my resolution. You want to hear it? Okay. Well, instead of having a resolution that's dumb, like exercising or self-betterment or, you know, seeking higher meaning, I've decided that, essentially, I'm doing a pretty good job as is, so really I only have to perfect what I've got so far. Care to hear me expand? Well, what is the number one thing I'm really, really good at? No, the other thing. The other thing... Oh, that's far too PG-13 for right now. No, the number one thing that I'm very, very good at is you. Just what I said. You. Looking at you, listening to you, loving you. So essentially, I'm just gonna double down on that. I'm gonna love you 3,000, baby. I know Iron Man said it, and that's all I need to know. I'm gonna love you, and love you, and love you more. So basically, I'm just gonna allow myself to be completely unhinged and obsessed with you. Well, why be a jack of all affections when you can be a master of obsession? Or I could just be really devoted and love you in a healthy way. Your choice. I'm gonna squeeze your thighs now. You're so heckin' cute. I am resolved to love you. Just what I said. I am resolved to love you even more than I do now. Because why not? Well, all the other resolutions are boring. This isn't boring. This is fun and flirty and why the heck not? You see all these couples that don't even like each other, and I'm like, ha, joke's on you. My person's the only person I like. Exactly. I win. Not that it's a competition, but if it was, I win. Because I win. And you're really great. And pretty and nice and sweet. And why are you with me? Never mind, don't think about that. The point is, you deserve to be loved 3,000. So I'm gonna 3,000 love you. Or I love you over 9,000. Whichever pop culture reference you prefer. I'm amenable to both. Because you care for me when I'm sick, you laugh at my stupid jokes, and you call me cute. Why not? Because I'm very lucky to have you, and I'm very aware of that fact, and I don't want you to leave. You say that, but there might be some non-sickly woman just waiting around the corner, being like, ho, ho, ho. This one is sick. Now is my time to pounce. And I'm like, damn you, if I had lung capacity, why I oughta? And then she'd swoop you away, and I'd be like, oh, if only the amoxicillin had kicked in earlier. That's me dying. So, since prevention's better than the cure, I have decided to love you over 9,000. I am resolved to love you, and you're just gonna have to deal with that. As best you can. Accept the fact that you are adored and loved and appreciated and used as a lap pillow. Good soldier. What do you think about date night? to go out, though. That's the problem. Inside D, I like that. We could even get dressed up. Or dressed down. We'll love you too. That's kind of the reason I'm doing this. Well, it's either this or horoscopes. I need something to occupy my OCD. My obsessive compulsion requires an outlet. That is such a Pisces, Sagittarius, Aries voodoo thing to say. Voodoo's not one of them. Well, that's embarrassing. And now you tell me. Oh, I can't even be a horoscope lady. Oh, shucks. I'll just have to adore you. To a simpering, embarrassing, agitating level. Oh, well. I already know you and learning all those signs. Ugh. Also, wouldn't it be really cool to believe in horoscopes? You could just be like, no, I'm not a bitch. I just have a Leo and a Cleo. A moon and a anus. I don't know. This is all scientific stuff. I don't have a science brain. Or an aptitude for creative liberties. Ah, fine. Being a clingy girlfriend, it is. I love you. So much is gross. Like me right now. You know, I feel like you're trying to find loopholes in my resolution. Yeah, but I am bettering myself. I'm becoming a better partner. No, I feel I really need to work on that. But I've been positively neglectful lately. You must be so lonely. Oh, look at you putting on a brave face. I know. It's been so hard, but I'm here, my love. And I'm gonna work so hard to drive you mad. Because it's more fun and way less expensive than joining a gym. I'm glad you understand. So, how can I show you that I love you, 3000? I'm going to smush my face between your thighs. Rub my slightly snotty / slightly crusty nose all over you. Rest my very heavy head on your lap and bore you with New Year's resolution crap. You feeling the love? Well, that's one for one. All self-betterment completed for the year. Thank you very much. I will see you next January 1st. I love being in love. So fulfilling. I do really love you, though. Like, more than massages, more than chocolate, more than the most intense orgasm in the world. And I really, really like those. It's the fastest way to go to sleep, and you have the best sleep afterwards. I'm sorry there's been a lack of orgasms over the holidays, but looking and feeling like this hasn't really inspired the fire, so I'm sorry, but I hope you understand. Oh, yeah? Well, that's troubling that this is doing something for you. You got a dying Victorian kink going on? We'll wait till I'm better, see if I can fulfill it. Oh, God. It's okay. I'm just dying. Oh. That's so hot, right? What are we gonna do tonight, then? Watching a movie and coughing sounds good. Love you too.